say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Want to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors for the month of November. We're going to start off with my boy, Mr. Connor Burduka. It's B-U-D-U-R-K-A. Not only is he a country music artist, but also he owns Freedom Builders up in Ohio. You guys need to go check him out now. His Instagram is TheConnorB. Over in Alabama, we've got Miss Kim Lee Insurance Agent. You can hit her up now at 256-907-9660. We got to hang out with them last week, and we'll get to hang out with them this weekend for the Veterans Day event at Back Road Park, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Y'all hit her up for all your insurance needs. Miss Anna and Alexis over at Pearl Promoting. Look them up on Facebook now. We work with them a lot. They are awesome. Also, over in the same area, we got Cotton Field Grill. Mr. Kevin and Ty, they take care of us every time we come over there. They are the best. Please check them out if you're over in Snead, Alabama. And right next to there is Back Road Park, an event venue. We have a big event there this weekend for Veterans Day. So you guys definitely need to go look that up. That is Miss Ella Langley and Trey Lewis on Saturday and Tristan Bond Confederate Railroad on Friday. Tickets are still available. We will definitely be there along with several of your favorite social media personalities. Big thank you to Deep South Chemical. We will be having them on the show this month, and they will explain more into detail what all they offer. Your Choice Healthcare over in Eastman, Georgia. Miss Lynn has been helping me not only with my ADD, but my weight for the past couple months now. And let me tell you, I can see a huge, huge difference. Check out Your Choice Healthcare. Project K9 Hero. Look them up on all social media platforms. They help out retired military and law enforcement animals. And Mr. Jason Johnson is just one of the best dudes you could ever meet. Project K9 Hero. Up in Macon, we got Cashman's. Mr. Ron up there is just, God, he's a good dude. If you need a good place to go drink, hang out, have a good time, and listen to good music, Cashman's in Macon, Georgia is definitely the place to be. If y'all wonder why I get to walk around so good and his back don't hurt as much as it used to, you need to check out Middle Georgia Total Healthcare. My dude over there, Dr. Dustin Smith, will get you hooked up for all your chiropractic needs and several other things. Look them up now. I need y'all to go to Instagram and look up Coach R-A-E-E-E, Coach Ray. This is Miss Reagan that goes everywhere with us, that keeps my ass in check. She has helped me lose some weight. She's helped my overall mental health. She's just a great, great person to have as your fitness instructor. She can do things online with you, or she can show up in person. So I need you guys to hit her up now. Go to Instagram at Coach Ray. Don't forget to stop by and see my guy over at DPF Alternatives. They moved recently to 288 Eatonton Highway over in Gray, Georgia. Hit them up for all your diesel needs. My girl at Better Than Basic Website Design, Miss Erica, I need you guys to please, if you need a logo done, a website built, whatever, she does all of our artwork, everything. She did our new website, The Josh Terry Podcast.com. That's where you can get all of our merch and everything from us. Miss Erica is awesome. She's easy to deal with. She's absolutely wonderful. We're grateful to have her on our team. So you guys go check out Better Than Basic now. All right, that's enough of the business. Let's get to the show.
Welcome to the Josh Terry Podcast.
You're horrible at this, dude. You've done this so many times now. You ought to be pretty good at it, Grace.
Oopsies. I don't know. It's okay.
You're the one who wants to be a star at this shit one day.
Nuh-uh. I just don't like talking in front of people.
I don't understand why you're good at it. Like, you actually, even when you did the, oh, by the way, thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Thank you to all each and every one of our sponsors. And happy Thanksgiving week. Me and Gracie are chilling together this week, hanging out, having some fun. Because her mom actually has a real job, so she gets to stay with me. So my guest today is my asshole child. Are you excited to be here?
No, I want to go home.
Why?
You make me do stuff.
I'm sorry you have fucking chores, Gracie.
No, and there's nothing to do here.
What do you mean there's nothing to do here?
There's nothing to do here.
There's plenty to do here.
Name something to do besides doing dishes.
Doing a podcast right now.
I don't know. There's like nothing fun to do.
Just hanging out with me should be fun. You know, most kids would be grateful to get to hang out and have a dad like me. Most of them are like, damn, my dad literally last week got to be around some really cool people. You know, there's a news article about him buying Post Malone shit. And most kids be like, over the moon about it. And you're just like, I don't give a fuck.
Because I know how you truly are, and you're mean, and you're a butthole.
Why would you say some shit like that on my show?
I don't care.
You ought to, because I'm not mean to you, dude.
The truth needs to be spoken.
Gracie, if I was mean to you, I would kick your ass a whole lot more than you actually get it kicked, because you deserve to have it kicked.
No, I don't.
Why don't you think that?
Because I'm a good child.
Just because you're good in school, you're good at sports and all that other shit, don't mean you're good at home. You're kind of a dickhead at home.
Well, that, the home doesn't matter.
What do you mean home doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. I rest my case.
You don't even have a case, jackass.
I do have a case.
No, you don't.
And you have a case of a bad attitude.
You are the meanest kid on the fucking planet, and I have a bad attitude.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I tell you to do stuff and you don't like it. And if you don't move your microphone how I told you to move it, I can't even see you. What are you looking at? Do you keep looking at yourself on camera? Is that what you're doing, Miss Conceited?
I'm looking back there.
Well, stop. Move this way. More. Now, no, dumbass. Gracie, pull it the thing back to you. There. Now we're making eye contact, bud.
I don't want to make eye contact with y'all. Catch albinism.
Your what?
I'll catch albinism.
Albinism?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying because I'm white?
Yes.
I hate to tell you there, bud. You're just as pale as I am.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll catch.
At least I don't have a Magellan camouflage jacket.
You want to talk about some of the clothing items you own?
What about some of the clothing items I own? I dress very well.
Ostrich skin boots. Shut up.
Gracie.
Shut up.
Everybody wears ostrich skin boots.
Ain't Chinese lizard.
It is Chinese lizard from Dakovas. Thank you to my boy Seth for hooking me up at Dakovas. What is wrong with that? What's wrong with me looking nice? I have to look nice.
You don't look nice. You look goofy.
I do not look goofy, bitch.
You're wanna be cowboy.
I don't want to be a cowboy. I am myself. And that's just how I wear boots and jeans. That doesn't make you a cowboy, jackass.
Remember your little era where you would wear a cowboy hat?
I still wear a cowboy hat. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Have you ever rode a horse before?
Yes. By the way, your grandpa used to have three of them. And I used to have to take care of them when we were younger. And we got rid of them after your grandma and your aunt got thrown off of them. Smart ass. Didn't know that, did you?
Well, whatever. I don't care.
Can you be a little bit more lively?
No, because I just woke up.
Well, you better start being more lively or you ain't getting a damn thing for Christmas.
Because you ain't let me sleep in.
Gracie, you went to sleep at like 12, 1 o'clock, and you didn't get up till 12 o'clock today.
That. I don't care. I need more sleep than that.
Gracie, no one needs more sleep. That's fucking hibernating.
So, maybe I like hibernating. You should, because you're whatever you are.
Oh, God, you're so funny. Oh, you're just so cute. You're really spitting it out today, buddy.
Do orangutans go in hibernation?
I don't know. Do little shitheads get grounded for having a smart-ass mouth?
No, they don't.
We could change that real, real quick.
I'm good.
Has it been stuck on this video the whole time?
No.
So for those who don't know, we implemented this into the show to where TikTok is running in the background the whole time so we can find fun shit to joke about, especially when it's like just me and Gracie on here. And I don't know what this is. What is this?
There's people at that restaurant yesterday.
Do you want to tell them about those people?
No.
Is it stuck on this video?
No, it's just long.
Full interview with Jamie Adamson at Moxie Hotel, downtown Nashville. See, this kind of shit I be following. What you follow on your stuff?
I follow... I follow stop off people, and I follow truck people.
I follow a lot of softball people, too, but they're the college ones.
And I follow I follow bands, too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You impressed the shit out of me last night on our way back from Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite rock band? Hmm? Who's your favorite rock band?
I don't know.
Gracie.
What do you mean?
Who were we listening to on the way back last
week? Deftones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very blown away that you like that kind of music. Can you stop looking at yourself?
That is only like the second time I've
Gracie, you haven't took your eyes off of yourself yet.
I've been looking at the camera.
No, you haven't conceded. Well, hello. See, that's my For You page,
You're
bro.
You're nasty. I know somebody that looks like that.
Who looks like that?
I'm not name dropping.
Would I know her?
No, you don't know her.
Oh.
I've got beef with her daughter.
You got beef with her daughter?
Yes, broski.
Broski. Quit calling me bro. Can you stop looking at yourself?
What in the world? Do you see?
See, I knew not to put you on camera because I knew you'd be this way. Don't be like that. Don't be so conceited and shit.
My hair is messed up.
It's okay. You'll live. Trust me. Well, you won't quit messing with it. I'm not going to take the camera off of you till you fix it.
Because I didn't brush it.
Well, why wouldn't you brush your hair knowing that you was about to do this?
I don't know now. At least I got hair.
Oh, God. You hit me with a bald joke. You're just hilarious.
Shut up.
You're just so funny.
You're just mad.
I'm mad at what?
About yourself.
Gracie, got a phone?
I'm looking at people I follow.
Gracie, off your phone. I don't know about you guys, but my child doesn't listen. And that's one reason why like I wanted to have her on today is because lately we've been going through this back and forth a lot.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care? Gracie.
You ain't gotta be telling my business.
Well, you're a dickhead. And like you're only getting more of a dickhead.
That's why you can't even see your ankles.
See, stuff like that, you're being disrespectful now. Don't be disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful. Yes, sir. You told me I look like a buffet.
No, I didn't say
you
look like
you
a buffet.
Did. Yes, you did when I was going to leave my house.
I love buffets, though.
When you're picking me up. Because I said something you said. Because I said that I wanted to eat at a buffet, and you said, you look like a buffet.
Gracie, every time I'm around anything, especially like something that's a pastry, you're like, oh, look, there's Dad. He's a donut.
Okay, so I can say stuff back.
Yeah, but you can't get your feelings hurt when I say some
shit. I didn't
get
my feelings hurt, but you're just like.
You just brought it up.
You were just like, that's disrespectful. But yesterday you told me I look like a buffet. So why can't I say I can't see your ankles?
Because you can see my ankles.
Clearly. Okay, and I don't look like a buffet.
You're so. Right. You don't. You don't.
You look like that. What you look
I
like.
Knew your I knew your ass was going to say I look like that. You're an ass. This is a cool-looking cartoon, though. Anywho, so like I was saying, me and Grace have been beefing a lot lately, just for the simple fact she's getting older. She doesn't like hanging out with me like she used to. She doesn't like spending the night like she used to. And I wanted to have her on so she could go back and listen to this and be like, man, maybe I should have treated my dad better.
Please.
Maybe I should have been nicer to my daddy.
I treat you fine.
How do you treat me fine?
You're the one that's mean to me.
I make you do chores, bro. That's all I do. What else do I do that's mean to you?
You video me when I'm trying to talk to my mama and have a conversation with my mama.
Because you and your mama are gold. I am going to piece together clips from y'all arguing yesterday when we get done with this and put it on TikTok.
Of course. And you made fun of my jacket.
I made fun of it because you little dumbass wanted me to go buy you a $150 Drake jacket.
It is $100, not $50.
It is $150, bruh.
No, it's not. The one I sent you is $100.
Well, guess what? I told you the whole time we were in the store yesterday, I said, hey, look, if you want that jacket, I'll order it for you when we leave.
I'm just going to get it for Christmas.
No, you're not.
Mama will.
No, because we got you that one yesterday.
You got me this one.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else on my Christmas list, so.
Size concert tickets.
And softball stuff.
And softball stuff.
And Uggs.
Bitch, you are not. You are the most basic white girl on the planet. You wanted a Drake jacket, a Stanley, and Uggs.
I already got my Stanley.
Gracie, can you put your phone down? You are not coming from my seed and being that basic. We're not basic people.
I'm not basic.
You don't think you're basic.
You're the one that was like, I don't like hunting.
Gracie, I didn't have anybody take me hunting as a kid.
Well, you're like, I don't like it.
You don't like it either. Okay, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you deer hunting. But this is what's going to happen. You're going to see a Bambi. And it's going to be time to kill it. And you know what you're going to do? What are you going to do? You can't even stand to see a dead animal on the side of the road, and you want to go deer hunting? Come on, bro.
I got it.
No, you don't. You could not pull the trigger.
Yes, I could.
No, you couldn't.
I could probably shoot some squirrels.
You couldn't shoot a squirrel?
Yes, I could.
I will guarantee you, you could not kill anything because you're too tenderhearted.
I could.
Nope.
I could kill a person.
That I don't think you couldn't do. You like animals way more than you like people.
Yep.
What if I told you there's an old, I don't know what you call it, old theory that every time you kill a deer, that a dog dies. You ever heard that?
No, and that's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
Every time a deer gets his angels or his wings, a dog gets his wings too. You want to kill any deer now?
Yes. I don't know. That's not real.
I just made that up.
Exactly.
But is that your phone ringing? Who is that? Who is it? Who's calling? No. Tell him no. Oh, God. At least it's not one of your little boyfriends.
Thanks.
What? What did you say last night in the video? You should have got camouflage to hide from all these hoes. Give me your phone. Because we're not going to get nothing done here and talk about what we need to talk about.
You just hurt my feelings.
How'd I hurt your feelings?
This is not one of your little boyfriends.
What? You don't have but one now?
One?
Don't you got one now?
No.
Thought you did.
No.
Thought it was a little boy that you liked. Can you quit playing with shit?
I have ADHD.
You're just a fucking asshole. There's a difference.
Talk about the one that has a four-wheeler.
Yeah. Gracie, what are you doing, bro? You usually aren't this bad. Is it because you're on camera?
I don't know.
The cameras make it a little bit different. I'll say that. Like they do. It does make it a little bit weird. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're a serial killer.
No, I'm not.
Anywho, so let's get back on topic here because we've just rambled on for like 15 minutes now. So, I want to talk to you about what it's like you getting a little older and not wanting to hang out with your dad and making him feel bad all the time.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
You got hoes you've been hanging out with. So.
I don't have hoes.
Oh. Yes, you do.
What hoes I got?
I know you got some.
I do not have any
hoes. I've been looking at your Snapchat stories.
You don't see shit on my Snapchat stories. What do you think you'd be seeing on my Snapchat stories?
The hoes.
There ain't no hoes. That's very disrespectful to say that your father has hoes.
Truth hurts.
Fucking drill you. Anyway, so the thing is, I want to know why, just for other parents, because me and another parent talked, our grandparent talked the other day, and they were talking about how the daughter in that family that's around your age has done threw away like all her Barbies, threw away all of her toys. Like, all she's interested in now is, like, her room being aesthetic, as you like to call it, and how she doesn't want to hang out with her parents no more. Like, I want to know why. I want to know why you are doing that to me and your mother, why we're not cool anymore.
Y'all just be getting on my nerves.
You don't think you get on our nerves?
I'd rather, I don't know. Y'all just get on my nerves.
This is therapy today. This is like you going to therapy.
And I do hang out with y'all.
But we have to force you to now.
No, you don't.
Bullshit.
I hang out with mama all the time.
Yeah, you hang out with your mom. You don't hang out with me like you used to.
Because you're mean to me. And every time I come over here, I have to help you do something.
It's called chores. Who pays your phone bill?
You and mama.
Yeah, who pays your internet?
You and mama.
Okay. That means when we ask you to do something, you do it. Who bought you that jacket last night?
You.
Who buys you the clothes you wear?
You and mama.
Yeah. What you want for Christmas this year?
Stuff.
And besides for Santa, who's going to give you that stuff?
You and mama.
Boy, so what does that mean? Maybe you should not be an asshole to the people. You ever heard the thing? That old saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you?
I don't know. Wood bites my hand, so.
But he don't feed you, bitch. I feed you. Your mama feeds you.
No, that's not how the saying goes.
Yes, it is. It says, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly. It's a metaphor. I feed wood, he bites my hand. You just said, you were like, well, wood don't feed you. But it's the other way around. It's. The person that feeds gets their hand bitten. You didn't do.
And don't that make you feel bad when wood bites your hand?
Like no.
Like he don't appreciate you because he bit your hand?
I just yell at him.
Don't it make you not want to feed him the next day because he bit your hand today?
No, because I don't starve dogs.
But you'll kill a deer. Pew, pew. Yeah. See? Are you good? You thirsty? Thirsty, bud? You know what we need to do? So people will go look at this on YouTube. We need to start rating some of these videos. Isn't that what you like your generation does?
No. My generation lip syncs. Oh!
What is that? Is that shit in that baby's diaper? Oh, shout out to Brooklyn Parton. Your video's on the show right now. There is all kind of shit coming out that baby's diaper. Blech. You know what?
Wait, is that poop or is that
No, that's
food?
Shit. That is. That baby, just look how pale it is now. That baby just got cleaned out. Oh, my God. Anyway, you know what? We used to have to do that to you. You would shit that bad. It'd be coming out all over your back and stuff. And I just would hose you off. Can you reckon you can stop making noises? Would that be cool? Anyway, we're supposed to be talking about what it's like to have a teenager now. And this is, give me this goddamn thing. In all honesty, this is what it's like to have a teenager. She doesn't listen. She doesn't stay on.
I have ADHD. That's not my fault.
Well, you should be concentrating on this. Should be concentrating on what we're doing right now. But instead, you just want to be an asshole.
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't.
Put your hands down. Quit playing with them. I'm just going to leave the camera on you. And that's all. We're just going to stare. We'll just stare at each other. You're not getting done with this before 45 minutes, so I would suggest you have fun with it and quit being an asshole.
Where's the time at?
You got 25 more minutes, boo-boo. Anyway, folks, if y'all are listening, which you probably tuned out by now because Gracie's not participating, and we're not staying on track or whatever, is, Gracie, I want to know what goes on in the head of you, in the head of a preteen, a 12-year-old. I want to know why you act the way you do. And I think a lot of parents out there would like to know this.
I want to run away and eat squirrels.
The fuck you just say?
Because y'all are mean and strict. Mm.
Would you rather us just let you run the fucking streets?
No.
And hang out with trash?
No.
You're lucky you get to hang out with who you get
don't
to.
Don't call him that.
Call who that?
I know what you did.
No, what? No, you don't. I just said, I don't want you to hang out with trash.
Yeah.
I didn't put no names on it. No names were said, Bubba. But the fact that the shoe fits, maybe they should wear it.
Stop.
What? You're the one saying, I literally, you know who I was actually talking about? I was talking about your little girlfriends. How are you going to mouth it? What? No, I'm just talking about anybody in particular that I think is trash. And plus, you hang out with that person, so that's definitely not who I'm talking about. What are you doing? Why are you over there? Get close to the mic. What's wrong? What's wrong all of a sudden?
My friend.
What about your friend?
She's a little...
cuckoo, ca-choo. A little crazy.
She's a little hoary.
Crazy!
I say it to her face, so it don't matter.
Well, first off, a 12-year-old should not be hoary.
Well, she is.
Well, if I ever catch you being hoary, I'm going to fucking murder you.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are a good kid. I look through your phone all the time without you knowing. Your mom just gets on to you about it. I'd be like deep diving in your shit. I know how to hide shit on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What'd you find on there?
Nothing. You're exactly. A good kid. That's what I'm saying. Like, you've never gave me a reason to be like, to think badly of you. I've told you several times, you have, that's hitting three strikes, you're out. You have one strike. One strike, one time to do something stupid, and you're homeschooled forever. You don't get a driver's license until you're 18. Pretty much, you're going to live in the basement. You ain't going to get to go nowhere.
It's cray-cray.
It's not cray-cray. Gracie, you don't realize how fucked up this world is now. Shit was different when even I was a kid. And it was way different in earlier generations. I'm not going to allow you to make stupid mistakes. You're not going to be on MTV 16 and pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
I know somewhere that probably will be.
Gracie! Jesus Christ. You're vicious, bro. Anyway, let's get back on me and you. Quit taking shit off. You're diverting the conversation onto other people. It's kind of rude. Anyway, so, like I was saying, let's get back to why you don't want to hang out with Dad no more. And don't say just because I'm mean. Like, what goes on in your head now to where it's like, a couple years ago, I was the coolest, and now you're just like, I don't give a shit about Dad.
I don't know. You just get on my nerves.
How do I get on your nerves?
I don't know. I just like being by myself. I don't even like being around my friends, really.
You don't like being by yourself. You just want to be by yourself. And what are you going to do when you get by yourself?
Watch TikTok.
Why wouldn't you rather be out living your life and having fun than having to be
okay,
stuck on a damn phone?
But when I'm with you, I'm not out living my life. I'm cooped up in a bed watching a movie that I'm not interested in.
Well, you would be interested in the shit if you'd watch it and get off your damn phone.
I do watch it because you make me get off my phone, and it's never interesting. Like, what in the world was that show about space? That was the most boring thing I've ever seen. And I didn't even watch it, but I could tell it was boring.
Not even kind of boring. For all of those who have not seen it yet on, not Amazon, but on Apple Plus, they have a show called For All Mankind. I just got into it. It's very good. It's good. It's about space travel. It's about what they did is they went back and they changed some of the history. So, like, they say that the Soviets were the first people on the moon, not America. And, like, how it kind of it's just a different timeline of what actually happened, the events that actually happened. And it's really good. It's really, really good. I think I'm starting season three. I am finna start season three, and I just started watching like 2 days ago.
That is the most boring thing I've
ever seen. What if you could watch anything right now, shithead, what would you watch?
There's a movie, and it's called... Wait, does it have to be a show or a movie?
Either one. What would you rather watch?
A movie? There's a movie called The Virgin Suicides. They kill themselves. It's like this whole family of girls. Like, it's all girls, and they're, like, different ages. They're, like, 1-2 years apart. There's, like, 5, 4, I don't know, like, 6 of them. And they all kill themselves because their parents are so strict over them. And they kill themselves one by one. And then, show, I like Duck Dynasty.
You do not like Duck Dynasty. Since when do you like Duck Dynasty?
Last year. And I watched it with Mommy when I was little, when we lived at the apartment.
Because you a country girl now.
Shut up.
Gracie all of a sudden, which it makes me very happy. Gracie,
a year ago.
Like about a year ago, Gracie changed like what she likes for music, like everything. I thought she's going to be a little shithead, like a little emo chick for the longest time. And now she's like a little country emo chick.
I'm not emo.
Gracie, you were listening to the Deftones last night, and you were into the Deftones.
It's just different. It's just different moods.
You definitely have some mental health issues. I like how as soon as I turn the cameras when you say that dumb shit. Yeah. You scare me a little bit because of your music taste. Even last night whenever you heard It's Been a While for the first time. Like, I could tell you liked it. It's one of my it is my favorite all-time song that's not a country song.
Yeah.
God, you're just so good at this today.
I know.
Why aren't you putting in some effort?
Because.
I literally gave up all the stuff I could be doing today to hang out with you today and tomorrow and yesterday so I could spend time with you, and you're just like, I don't give a shit. If I have to pause this to make you do better, I will. Do better, bruh.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to not have one fucking word answers, and I want you to talk.
I don't have one word answers. More like three.
For everybody who hasn't seen the video of this, I'm fixing to kill her, and my eyes definitely say it.
I can't say that. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, don't say what I... You stupid bitch. I know what you're about to say.
What was I about to say?
He's about to say, not like somebody else.
No.
What was you about to say?
I can't. You'll get mad at me.
Yeah, I probably will. Don't do nothing stupid. If you know I'm going to get pissed off at you...
I can tell by your eyes.
You can tell by my what?
I don't know if I can say this or not.
What's it about?
Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'm very open and honest with you.
We can also tell by your eyes that you do mushrooms on the daily.
I don't do it on the daily.
You look glazed.
How would you know what glazed was?
TikTok.
First off, not glazed right
now.
I'm
just very well educated.
You are. You're a smart kid. You're probably too smart for your own damn good. I am not even... I haven't ate mushrooms. What?
We've got to calculate his answer.
Shut up.
We haven't had mushrooms in...
I haven't had any in probably about a week now. Week and a half.
Whoa.
What?
A week.
You don't realize, which you don't need to realize, but they're really, really good for your mental health. Like,
I know somebody that needs them. Then.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up. So, I'll even tell you this. If you were to ever, ever, ever get put on antidepressants in your life, and you were 16 and older, I would take you to a doctor that gives out psilocybin treatments, and I'd make you get a psilocybin treatment, which is mushrooms, way before you ever got put on antidepressants. I just had to have like this long talk with somebody the other day with their mother about them doing it. Because it's so much better for your mental health than taking opioids and antidepressants.
One of my friends wants to take pills.
Well, pills are bad.
She said she wants to take pills so she can survive. She said she needs some happy pills.
Well, no, you have to make yourself happy. What is that bitch doing?
Get it, I guess.
Oh, no, that's that Sonya girl, Sonya. She's hot.
She's giving whore.
She's what? She's giving what?
She's giving whore.
Whore what?
She's just like one. She's like the people that be dressing up as like hoary angels for Halloween.
So. I think, no joke, I think if I go look at her Instagram right now, I think she was a hoary angel for that.
Oh.
Why did that get... Since when are they full screen?
Okay.
So who's hotter, that girl right there or the other one?
Neither. That one looks like she's secretly Asian. You know the Asian people on TikTok that be like taping their face up and stuff? That's what she looked like.
The people that do what?
They be like, sorry, you're uncultured, but... If you were on, like, Musical.ly and TikTok in, like, 2020, I mean, they still do it. They do, like, their face, these Asian ladies, and then they'll, like, take it off, and, like, their face will be so different. Like, they tape it up, they put on, like, fake stuff, they put tissue in their nose, and they pull it out. And that's giving the lady at the restaurant last night.
Tell them what happened at the restaurant last night.
There was these old people. They were really cringy, but she had her... I don't even know what it was. It was some phone. It was built like a block of cheese. It was like pointy. And she was turning around. And you know them old people, or like the men on TikTok, where they'll be like lip syncing and they'll have like the devil filters on and stuff. She was showing her friend a video of some guy talking. And it was like them weird ones. It was like the old people that ain't got no likes or anything. And she was like, shush. I'm trying.
Did you say like the old people ain't got any lights?
Uh-huh. And it'd be like real dark and you can see like their filter shining and you can barely see their face. And she was like, and if you comment and say hey, they comment back. And I was like, okay. And then she started showing like these other old ladies and they were like dancing. And then she was starting to play music and she was like getting down to it. And jiggling. It was funny.
You're a hater. You are 100%.
Watch her face. She looked like...
That's one of my friends right here. She is hilarious.
She looked like the... You
would love her.
No, listen. She looks like, you know, in Guardians of the Galaxy, the green thing. The green bug. The lady that got the big eyes.
Yeah.
That's what she looked like.
Yeah. Taking it back to what you said about the Asians, I thought... You were being extremely racist because a lot of people say Asians have squinty eyes. And I thought that you thought...
They taped?
That they taped them to get them to go like that. But that's not.
No,
that's,
they tape their chin and they tape like the side and pull their face up. They stuff tissue in their nose and make their nose look smaller.
Why do they do that?
They just be living their life. Like, and also it's a urban legend that if you drink... The Asians, they drink hot water, and that's why their face so clear.
They do drink hot water.
Yeah, so my mama drinks hot water.
Of course she fucking does.
Yeah, I be fixing her water, and if I put ice in it, I get in trouble because she be like, no, I want hot water. Like, I have to wait for the water to, like, smoke before I can fill it up. Is somebody outside?
Yeah, I think somebody's here. Anyway, I think that's enough because I think you're racist.
I'm not racist.
I think you're racist towards Asians. You've always been kind of racist towards Asians.
Why would I be best friends with two then? A male and a female. One's gay.
Crazy.
He listens to these. He listens to these.
Your friend listens to me?
Can I say his name?
I guess so.
Ethan listens to these.
Why does he listen?
He talks about it at school. He goes to sleep watching them.
No shit.
I swear. Because
he's a cool little kid. But it's kind of weird how he always be filming me in Walmart.
He's not really gay though.
It kind of sounds like that. Not that we're filming or anything. If my door is shut, it's usually we're filming. Gracie, go there and hit pause on the thing.
I don't know how to. Tell him to.
Okay, no, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't know how to.
I don't know how to do it.
I got it. Don't hit nothing. Don't you touch nothing. Don't touch nothing. Don't touch anything. Now that we have been interrupted. I don't know why your granddad's special. He's special. He don't even knock. He just decides to come in like a damn bull in a china shop. But anyway, so what I was curious about right here when you're talking about your little buddy is, do you tell kids to listen to this?
No.
Why do they?
Because.
I think your friends think I'm cooler than you think I'm cool.
Yeah, they do.
Do they really? What do they think about me?
I mean, I had some friends. I mean, I guess I'm still friends with them, just not one of them. One didn't like you, but his friends liked you, looked at your stuff, and said that you looked fun and that they wanted to get drunk with you.
Kids wanted to get drunk
with
you?
They're in 8th grade. They're 14, but...
So they're stupid. They're just stupid kids.
They're mean.
They're mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know they ain't being mean to my baby.
No, they ain't mean to me. I mean, one of them ain't giving money when I ask for money, but...
Why would you ask some kid for money?
Because I wanted him to buy me something at a soccer game, and he wouldn't give me no money.
Why didn't you just ask me and your mom?
I did. I needed more money. I'd already spent that all that.
You're trash, bro.
Everything's $2.
And how much money did you take?
I had a $5. So I got Reese's Cups and a Sprite. And I wanted something else. And even though he's rich, he wouldn't give me no money. I hid him. And
you're a gold digger already. It figures.
I'm not. Because he gets mad when I say he's rich.
Well, anyway. Why? What do your friends say about me? Has anybody ever seen anything cool about me?
No, they call you leprechauns and orangutan.
You call me that shit.
They do too.
Who calls me that? All your little friends, especially.
I could drop names right now.
Well, you can't.
Exactly.
You can't. Anyway.
And one particular thing, she'll see something ugly, she'll be like, Josh Terry?
That's hateful. Why would y'all do that?
Really, but she talks about you all the time.
She probably thinks I'm cool as shit then.
One of our dogs has the same name as her. Well, he's dead now.
I don't want it. Oh, you're a jackass. Make me sad. Anyway, so we're going to get off here, but I just want to tell you first. Oh, look at the dog. He died. Oh.
It's giving.
Anyway.
It's giving that picture you have.
That's cool.
I thought those were the blue nuts. Y'all, I have blue nuts hanging up in my room.
Yeah, because you stole them from my Crocs or Croc nuts.
Yeah, they're hanging on my shelf.
Anyway, shout out to Croc nuts, by the way. Thank you.
They're blue.
Yeah, they're blue ball Croc nuts. They're fucking great.
Anyway, that dog with the angel wings was given that Lee Tucker profile picture you have.
Oh, my God. That's a great picture. But anyway, let me be nice for a second so we can get the hell off here.
Got.
Yeah, you said that fat ass? Anyway,
so
this will be distracting to most people.
I'm not all
anyway,
alone,
shut up. I just want to tell you, I hope you start spending more time with me to remember that your dad loves you and that you should be nicer. And I'm very proud of you. Last month, you got an award for the smartest kid on the softball team in your grade.
Yeah, because everybody else is Retarded.
Crazy. You can't say that word. That word's bad.
Sorry.
And they're
Riri's.
Crazy.
They're all my friends, so I can say that.
That's not cool, bruh. That's not funny to say anymore. Once you know people that have a handicap that are amazing people, you don't ever want to say that word again.
What do you mean?
That word used to be something like we used to say, like our generation would say, like growing up, like we'd be like, that's retarded or whatever. And now I know people that have a handicap that are fucking amazing. And it makes you never want to say that word again.
Okay, but when I say that, I'm not referring to people that are handicapped.
I know that, Grace, but we live in a sensitive fucking world.
Well.
To where you have to explain it every time.
I'm not referring to disabled when I say Riri.
There's no hope for you.
I love calling my friends Riri's.
Gracie.
Because I don't know, they don't care.
Yeah, but I do. So let's not do that.
But I'm not referring. When I say that, it just means stupid. Stop being sensitive.
Stop being an asshole and I'll stop being so sensitive.
That's like.
Anyway, tell everybody bye and say thank you to the sponsors. She is hot as hell. That girl,
she black or white?
She is. I think she's African American, Grace. She is hot as hell.
Well, I can't tell.
That is a beautiful cowgirl. Anyway. All right. Well, I love you. I'm proud of you. You did a horrible job on the show today, but at least it gave some people some laughs and gave us some content for 45 minutes. So I didn't have to record with some jackass I didn't want to record with. So anyway. Say goodbye to everybody. Tell them thank you for listening. Go listen to all the episodes. Help with the toy drive, all that good shit. And we'll get out of here.
Yeah, bye. And
do what I
don't
just
remember
said.
Everything he said, so just make sure you listen to what he said.
Please go listen to all the episodes from the show. Please download them all. Help with the toy drive. Go to my Snapchat now, JLTerry87. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Kim. Over with State Farm in Alabama, Kim Lee's insurance. She has already sponsored one of our families. Hold on, I got to give y'all the name of this other business that sponsored one of the families, who's actually going to be on the show here shortly. Locals only. It is a clothing brand. It's blue collar apparel for hard workers, blue collar owner and operators. Locals only. ULTD. What does ULTD mean?
Huh?
What does ULTD mean? Hold on a second. ULTD.
I don't know.
I don't know what it means either. Hold on. Group landing page. ULTD. I don't know. I think it's just whatever. But thank you to them. Locals only ULTD. They sponsored one of the families. Kim Lee Insurance over in Alabama sponsored one of the families. We started off with 15 families, and we've got, we just started like Friday last week. I think we've got between everybody that has helped through Snapchat so far, I think we've done 3 families so far. So, yeah, in just a matter of 4 days, we've done 3 families. So, thank you to each and every one of you guys. Sponsor a family now. You either can go through us or you can go directly to the family. I'll give you their email and all their stuff. Just remember, you know, this season is about more than just, you know, buying nice presents for the people that you love. You know, I don't care if you go through us or some other organization. Just give back. Just give back a little. Doesn't matter how much you do. Just put effort in is all I'm going to say. Got anything else you want to say before we got here?
Mm-mm.
You're just a shitty kid today. Anyway, all right, folks. Well, I love y'all. Sorry this episode sucked.
Because you suck.
You're the one to do have fun with it. Anyway, all right, I'm out of here. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to Josh Terry Podcast. We'll catch you next time. You suck.